My name is Carlene Kellerman. I'm Director of the Convergence Partnership Office. Welcome to the 5th Annual WISE Awards. We will now start the awards, and it gives me very great pleasure to introduce to you someone who needs no introduction. I shouldn't have done that, should I, Michelle? And that is Michelle Maslin, who's District Manager, Job Centre Plus, Devon and Cornwall. The first award I'm going to present is the Welfare to Work Individual Award winner. The Individual Welfare to Work Award is presented to someone who has overcome significant barriers to work on their journey back to work, or someone who helps other people back to work. This year's winner actually hits both of those buttons because they have done both. They have overcome significant barriers for themselves and they have supported other people. This person was nominated by Tim Cox from Active Plus, somebody we do a massive amount of work with. Our winner went straight into military service after leaving school at 16. He progressed to military intelligence, special forces, and became a sniper, an interrogator, and an information gatherer. Following military service, he was employed as a bodyguard. During this time, he worked all over the world and witnessed many, many traumatic events, which affected his mental health and eventually led to a breakdown. 3 years ago, and following 10 years of sleepless nights and bouts of depression, which contributed both to the loss of his job and the loss of his marriage, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Through the NHS post-traumatic stress disorder clinic, that's not easy to say, I might add, our winner was referred to Active Plus, an organisation that delivers courses for people aged 50 plus to build motivation and confidence. Active Plus also actively seeks to develop combat veterans to deliver those courses as part of their own journey to work. This became a real turning point for our winner, providing an opportunity for him to share his knowledge and experience to help others, and in so doing, help himself. His contribution to Active Plus has included coaching and interview techniques and body language. He was a trained interrogator, after all, as well as personal safety and first aid, learnt in the field when he sewed himself up from having been stabbed, blown up, and shot. So, you know, real skills that he could pass on. Quite simply, our winner has been a source of inspiration and respect for everyone involved in Active Plus and is now part of that core team. The winner of the 2012 Cornwall Works WISE Award is John Adams.
I always find myself apologising, not for having PTSD, but for one of the side effects that very poor memory retention and having to refer to notes all the time, but I've learned that that's the way it is and I have to live with that. People often, when I go to things, they ask what is PTSD, and I find the only way to describe it in my way is it tends to be a thief. It steals your sleep and your thoughts, it steals your humour, it steals your concentration and your memory. And your friends, your personality. I come to find myself moving on to be picked up by Tim and help him with his Active Plus. He's given me the opportunity to use the skills that I've had in the past because my long-term memory is fine. That's where I can teach what I know because the knowledge came a long time ago and that side of my memory is fine.
Second award is to the Welfare to Work organisation or group. The winner of the Group Award for Welfare to Work is a charity that offers support to vulnerable adults, including people who are homeless, people with addictions, offenders, migrant workers, and people with learning difficulties. The philosophy of our winners is to support people within a warm and friendly environment where they can feel safe and welcome, and where the seeds of change can simply and quietly be sown. When the basic need of their customers are met and they're ready to progress, the organisation supports that progress with whatever is necessary to help them tackle the things that hold those individuals back. As ever, the recipe for success is providing the right support at the right time and in the right place. Our winners offer in-house one-to-one support, progression into training, and paid employment, working closely with Next Step and Cornwall College. Recent successes have seen 4 people taking college courses, 3 have gained employment, and others are looking for work placements with the Heartlands Project, and very recently, one young man joining the RAF. Through their gentle work, our winners promote good practice, enabling members and volunteers to become role models for their peers, and in so doing, help those people change their lives. In the words of Dave Muneer, from the video, who visited the organisation as a reporter for the Cornwall Works 50 Plus ESF Convergence Programme. sorry. I don't want to get anything wrong here, but it's a very long title, isn't it? Dave Muneer's words, I draw back. Drinks, drugs, loneliness, nowhere to stay. It all comes over the threshold and it all gets addressed. Even though the team here are restricted in the specialist help they can offer, they know a man who can. I can hear Dave saying those words, actually. So day after day, they offer a tireless welcome and an unbiased advice and guidance for anyone who needs a helping hand. This unique place is supported by no fewer than 18 organisations, companies and individuals, and Cornwall Works 50 Plus is honoured to be amongst them. Why not just pop in? You'll find them open and open. This is not Dave's, that's the end of Dave's speech. And just thought I'd share that with you. What I think is that every town should have one of these. But they haven't. And the winner of the Group Award for Welfare to Work is DISC. DISC stands for Drop In and Share Centre from Camborne.
Lorna Davies is from the DISC project. Just tell me, what happens at DISC?
DISC is a drop-in and share centre, as it says, for all vulnerable adults over the age of 18. And we literally have an open door policy where anyone can walk in. So we currently support homeless people, migrant workers, people with addictions, that's drugs and alcohol, people with mental health problems, people with learning disabilities, the elderly, anyone over the age of 18 who really sees themselves as vulnerable.
Now, you've based yourselves in Camborne. What sort of problems are you seeing?
Huge economic problems. People who are cast away socially. People with addictions aren't very accepted in towns. Ex-offenders come to us who other services will turn away. And increasing numbers of people are coming purely and simply because there is no money for them.
Now, Angus Gray, the head of the ESF division in the Department of Work and Pensions, presented the Innovation Awards, the Individual Award and the Group Award.
The next award is the Individual Award for Innovation. So our winner joined her employer through Unlocking Cornish Potential, one of the flagship HE-ESF Convergence investments. She was tasked with creating a bespoke in-house technical induction package that would help both educate and support new employees in the first 6 months in what's a very specialist and technical market. She grasped a well-developed understanding of the profession of the business and, using her own experience, created an induction package that presents very technical information in a clear and concise way, which has modernised and developed the company's original training programme. And this company works in the world of medical regulatory affairs. So I can tell it's complicated, and recruits and trains life science graduates into the profession. So the 2012 Cornwall Works Wise Awards Innovation Individual Award, nominated by her co-worker Natalie Han, goes to Shilpa Jain of Track Services.
It's a great honour, and it's a recognition of all my efforts. And just not all my own efforts, but it's a recognition of all other graduates who don't have to go outside Cornwall to look for opportunities. You can just find it here and get all the support.
So just tell me about what you've been doing over the past year.
Well, past 1.5 years, I've been working with Track Services and basically helping medicines come into the market. And we work remotely with big Southeast companies, which are multinational companies, and help their product come into the market and ensure that the drugs which come into market are safe for people.
So the second award I'm here to present is the same category, innovation, but this time for an organisation, a group or a project. So the Innovation Project Award winner is quite literally trying to change the world. That's a big ask, and is already recognised nationally for the steps it's taken in doing just that. I'll give you an example of what's already been achieved. So having carried out pilots in Cornwall, in London, in the West Midlands, they've developed a one-day literacy course, and this has been adopted by a national government department with 19 accredited trainers in the UK and also a publicly available e-learning programme. Making the project's learning accessible has been a key part of the project. The e-learning course includes modules on climate change, carbon accounting, product footprinting, renewal and low-carbon energy sources, low-carbon procurement, and the national government departments working with the project include DEFRA, the Department of Health and the NHS. The project's an exciting collaboration between Cornwall Development Company, Duchy College, the Eden Project, the University of Exeter, Cornwall Development Company, and it's taking its carbon literacy message into procurement both in the heart of business and the heart of government. So the 2012 Cornwall Works Wise Awards Innovation Project Award goes to Clear About Carbon.
Stuart Farmer is representing the Clear About Carbon project. Just tell me, what is Clear About Carbon?
Clear About Carbon was a great opportunity to start engaging businesses right the way through up to large government-based bodies. What we realised coming up for just over 3 years ago now was that the world's changing. Carbon is definitely on the agenda, and to quote the world-used Donald Rumsfeld quote, there is a realization before you can take the journey, you have to understand those things that you know that you just don't know.
So you've been congratulated for this idea of changing the world and using education to do that. Just tell me about this education.
Yeah, what we really wanted to identify as part of the project, being a pathfinding project, was those areas that worked as well as those areas that didn't work. And in through a process of elimination, what we've identified is a range of opportunities for learning which fit with both businesses and with public sector government bodies, the outcome of which has been some really interesting use of e-learning.
Carolyn Webster from Job Centre Plus presented the Blair Thompson Award.
This individual really understands what partnership is all about and has used her skills and knowledge over the last 20 years to bring millions of pounds of investment to Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly to tackle challenges from bullying to worklessness, from child poverty to support for the over 50s. Although she's a language graduate, many people here today, and myself included, will have her to thank for their first lesson in ESF and revenue funding. She can count time according to the passing of structural fund programmes. She'll have a lot of material for you, Angus, I expect. Starting work on them in 1991 as Bill Borden's assistant, before the days that even government office were invented, and took on the running of ESF for the county during 1993 and 94, working from a tiny office in Daniel Road. Through the single regeneration budget, Invest to Save, neighbourhood renewal funds and more, she has crafted the words to make ideas and dreams become a reality, bringing them to life through a true understanding of need. Need of the issues to be addressed, needs of the partners involved, and importantly, needs of the funders who have given so much because she translated those visions into credible, workable and investable propositions. This individual helped to create children's centres, the Carenza project at Cornwall College, the Susie project that supports survivors of domestic abuse, the ABC anti-bullying project, and a whole suite of Cornwall Works programmes. She should be very proud of her achievements in supporting the Fire and Rescue Service to set up the Phoenix project to work with schools. Phoenix has gone from strength to strength, and its big brother, Phoenix Works, is now part of mainstream Job Centre Plus delivery, helping people all over Cornwall back into work. And all of this done quietly, effectively, and with an unassuming grace and willingness to get the job done. The winner of the Cornwall Works Blair Thompson Partnership Award 2012 is Jane Cottrell.
I am so shocked and so touched. Thank you very, very much. My other half's just handed me some words, actually, because I'm so shocked. But I've been part of a few conspiracies over the last few years, and I'm now at the receiving end, which, 20 years is a long time. But we've heard words this morning like, always looking at the positive and new ways of doing things, inspiring, innovation, partnership, challenges that people overcome. And I just think I've been very, very lucky to have done this job with so many of you wonderful people in the room today who were so committed and passionate and resilient. So actually, I think this is for everybody here today. So thank you very much indeed.
If you've never heard, we'll be able to present the next set of awards. In WISE, we're up to S, and that's skills. And the first award is the individual award, and that is to a winner who is a key part of what makes their apprenticeship program tick. He provides the continuity between the college and the fast-paced environment of business, working ceaselessly to ensure that the apprentices evolve, grow, and develop. He works with each individual to maintain their positivity in helping the apprentices become job-ready, an influence that has helped numerous students flourish, hence this nomination. He manages the delivery of the training program tailored for the needs of the business. Overall, the nomination highlights his dedication and supportive and professional nature, his empathy and sincerity in the way he treats each individual trainee marks out his approach. This allows the apprentices to gain previously undiscovered confidence, which ultimately leads to their success. In his words, he says, I was formally trained at the Army Apprenticeship College, Aldershot, and then went on to complete 9 years military service, so I have a big passion for apprenticeships, and it's great to see the government encouraging them back into the workplace, and that is with the help of people like you, Carl Jones, the training and assessment chef of 15 Cornwall.
Hi, thanks. As you just heard, I am a chef, so this is quite alien to me, really. But one thing that's really nice about this award is the fact that at 15 there's so much talked about the food. We've won many restaurant awards for the food. But to be nominated for something like this that's specific to the training, I think is awesome, really, because that's what it was all about. That's what it was all set up for. And you guys in the room know that, but there's many customers that still visit us that actually don't. And that's something that we're working on more and more. Our marketing team are working hard on that on a daily basis at the moment, really. It's something that we're really focusing on. But specific thanks, obviously, to our supporters, Cornwall Works, Job Centre Plus, European Social Fund, Convergence Fund, and all our partners, because, you know, what I would sort of say is that being on the coalface, if you like, with these guys every day, we're absolutely seeing some amazing successes. You saw on the video there, people like Mike Day, he's now gone on to work in a Michelin star restaurant in Berkshire. Sean Shipley only yesterday came to the restaurant with his little boy. He wanted to have a quick chat with me over a coffee around his next move, whether or not it's a time to look at something else. He'd been up to Birmingham, where he originally came from, over the weekend, and he couldn't believe that the guys in the room when he went to see his mates were still going down the wrong path, if you like, the path he would have carried on going if it wasn't for this programme. So, you know, a massive thanks to all of our funders, all of our supporters. We're backed with a great team, obviously, at 15 as well. And we're just going to continue to work tirelessly to achieve what we all set out to achieve, really. So thanks very much. Thank you.
The next award, skills, is for organisation or group. And the winner of the group award for skills is a partnership that first met back in 2004, bringing together a range of smaller, more localised groups. It was incorporated in 2005, bringing together a range of partnerships to form a highly effective organisation that represents a broad membership of work relating to training providers across the public, private and voluntary and community sectors.
This organisation works tirelessly to support its membership to develop and maintain quality in the delivery of skills provision. It promotes the critical work of work-based and work-related skills training through sharing practices, celebrating achievements, and working with key stakeholders to position workforce skills within the education, employment, and skills agenda. This organisation has recently produced a top quality toolkit of resources about apprenticeships and has been a true supporter of Job Centre Plus in helping them to take on their new responsibilities with the skills agenda. The 2012 Cornwall Works Wise Awards Skills Organisation Award goes to Devon and Cornwall Training Provider Network.
The final round of WISE Awards has been presented by Cornwall LEP's Chris Pomfret. These two awards are the Welfare to Work Employer Award and the Skills Employer.
This year's winner was nominated by Sylvia Berry of Lots in East Cornwall and the Cornwall Fire and Rescue Service through their Phoenix project, reflecting strength in depth in support for this winner. The company has both a long-term impact on the economy of its area and in particular plays an important role in helping local people back to work. This business has supported a wide range of job seekers, including the disabled, those over 50, and single mothers, not quite so relevant. In all cases, the job seekers were given appropriate support to, where necessary, change their circumstances and, if needed, offer practical support as well as work placements, all suited to the need of the individual. Note there were no full stops in that sentence. The good news doesn't end there. The company also arranges appropriate training, helping build skills and ambitions. Feedback from Job Centre Plus supports his nomination, with this company being a known employer that goes the extra step to help their customers into work. The return for the company in showing this respect is the development of a loyal and hard-working set of employees. If this isn't enough, this company also organises farmers' markets, provides facilities for those working towards self-employment. The 2012 Cornwall Works WISE Awards Welfare to Work Employer Award goes to Canal Mill at Trirul. Sorry about that last bit.
And the Welfare to Work employer who got the award is Curnow Mill. Michael Collins from Curnow Mill is with me. Just tell me about why you got the Work to Welfare.
There are a couple of reasons, one of which could be to say that we've done an excellent job in providing opportunities for those that society has written off in some ways, including the long-term unemployed over 50 years old, those with very pronounced physical or mental disabilities, and also those with drug abuse or other problems. But I'm afraid that isn't the reason. The real reason we got it is because we are in a very small field of people who do seem to be really trying. And I would say that we're in a small field because a lot of employers have fear over how to engage in those areas because it can be very obscure, the help that is there to get employers to give opportunities to people who really need the help themselves.
So we've heard about what Curnow Mill is doing to help people overcome certain situations in their lives and get into employment. Now we've got Zoe Gallagher, who works at Curnow Mill. Just say how Curnow Mill's helped you.
Well, I'd been unemployed for almost a year, and Curnow Mill came into Plus, who were helping me look for a job. And so they've taken me on for a work experience for 4 weeks, and then as time went on, they've taken me on for a traineeship. So I'm learning about admin and customer service and marketing. So they're really developing my skills for the workplace.
Were you finding it hard to move forward and get employment before all this?
Yeah, so I've been applying for work a lot throughout my unemployment, but I just finished uni, so I didn't really have much work experience, so it was getting the experience to be able to get a job, so they've really helped me. So they're helping me get the experience as well as hopefully a job at the end of my traineeship.
Well, thanks, Zoe. And also Annabelle Hazel has got a job with Kona Mill. Just tell me how you came to them.
I was unemployed with the job centre, and they put me on a part of the Phoenix project course for 6 weeks, and I was working with them, and Michael from Kona Mill came for the end of it for all our presentation, everything, helped us, talked us through different bits and pieces, and offered the opportunity to come and work on a work placement with him, and you know, learn bits and pieces, and at the end of it, at the very least, you know, we'd have some experience, you know, good references and, you know, feedback from him. And started in the middle of December, finished my work placement and got offered a job. So, and I love working there as well. And, you know, it's learning all the different bits and pieces and customer service and all the office work and everything as well.
And Kona Mills helped Phil Shubrook as well. Just tell me about your situation and why you were finding it difficult to get a new job.
Well, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis and ankylosing spondylitis in the early 2000s. So I've been hiding my disability and just basically relying on overdosing on painkillers for many, many years. I lost my job the beginning of last year and instantly went on the job centre, asked for a disability advisor, managed to get on the PLUS scheme, which was with a lady called Amanda Haddie. And just on the off chance, this is what really started the Kona Mill thing off. She tried to look for employers that were disability sympathetic. And she just pulled in, asked whether she could speak to a manager. Was blown away by how much time the manager actually gave her, seeing it was in, you know, a busy time. And yeah, everything sort of went on from there. It was the first job that I had that I didn't have to hide my disability.
So that was one. The second is the Employer Award Commitment to Workforce Development. This year's winning employer was nominated by Newquay for Excellence Training. Bracket NFET, for their outstanding commitment to training and upskilling the workforce. The business itself is at the heart of a transformational project considered integral to the successful delivery of economic prosperity for the people of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. To further these ambitions, Newquay for Excellence Training was asked to work with the employer on the establishment of a workforce development plan focusing on increasing staff confidence and motivation, enhancing customer service, and building capacity for staff to achieve a combination of industry-recognised specific qualifications and national vocation qualifications. Since implementing this plan, almost 200 employees have been involved in a variety of training opportunities covering all levels of operation and management. The company was the first business in Cornwall to make the commitment that all staff, including managing director and management team, should participate in the Welcome to Cornwall programme that promotes world-class service and encourages the presentation of Cornwall in a passionate and inspiring manner. The team have enthusiastically participated in a wide range of training, much delivered on site, and dovetailed between shift working patterns and busy summer passenger schedules. This includes MVQs in customer service, cultural awareness and language training, leadership and management, train the trainer, and many, many more. Looking to the future, the airport engaged a partnership group to consider the development of the Aviation Academy based at the airport. Through this group, Cornwall was able to offer the first advanced apprenticeship in aviation engineering, run in partnership with Lufthansa Resource Technical Training, and funded with investment from ESF Convergence through the Skills Funding Agency. A group of young Cornish apprentices are now enjoying their on-the-job training at locations from Cornwall to Switzerland and many points in between, probably Frankfurt, I guess. In addition, formalised pre-employment training is being developed for potential future new recruits. The 2012 Cornwall Works WISE Awards Workforce Development Employer Award goes, as you have guessed, to Cornwall Airport Limited.